I have a question for you. How do you tell someone, especially the boss, that their great idea that they've been working on, their baby, is not going to work? In fact, it's so bad, you would say it's ugly. I'll tell you what happened when we did it with a client and how you might be able to avoid the pit we dug for ourselves. Hello, and welcome to this Growth Strategy Partners Keys to Growth podcast, Your Baby is Ugly. I'm Paul Plotzik, and in this session, I'm going to talk about what we consider to be a fairly common problem. The boss, or someone higher up in the organizational hierarchy than you, or in our case, the client, has come up with what they think is the best and greatest idea. And you know it won't work. In fact, it's so bad, it's ugly. All the tips and gory details that I outline in this podcast, by the way, are available on my profile on LinkedIn in an article I wrote, Your Baby is Ugly. In the article, I offer the story about how working with a task team, we did a thorough analysis of an idea for a company that was positioned by a newly highly paid executive who really wanted to make a good impression and show he was worth the money. He wanted to move into a new and emerging market at a time when the economy was stalled, but like many others, he saw globalization as the silver bullet answer. We worked with the task team and used scenario planning, one of the best tools on the market, to get to a well-thought-out decision. If you've used this tool, you know it stimulates robust discussions that typically produce what are terrific fact-based analysis and usually good decisions. They get articulated in what are called scenarios, that are really a set of various options that take into account the reality of the situation. There are four questions at the core of this technique, and they're outlined in the article. As you can probably guess, all of the scenarios generated by the task team for this potential new business were not good. They were all ugly. After much discussion over 2 full days, the task team agreed that this was clearly a bad situation. However, we had a hung jury. The father of the baby, the newly highly paid executive, was a holdout. One of the things that fascinated me, which I think we've all seen, is that he debated against the data, and his argument boiled down to his belief that he presented in an all too frequent refrain, "You can't predict the future." So, based on his gut instinct and his statement that he needed a big win as the new guy, he argued vehemently for a go-forward recommendation to the president, despite the team's analysis and assessment. So, what was the next step? The way the task team saw it, we had two options. We could say, go forward and hope for the best. We know we can't predict the future, which would be somewhat true. The response would let all the task team members off the hook. And if things didn't work out, they could look at the fall guy, the new guy, and blame him for it. It was a safe way for the task team members not to risk their jobs by delivering an ugly baby report. Does that sound familiar to you? The second option, by the way, is that we could report the candid results, excuse me, of our analysis. And fearing potential negative repercussions, this was not the first choice of many of the team members, as you can well imagine. Some did say that we were asked to provide a candid recommendation after a thorough analysis, and that is what we should do. The brutal truth would carry the day. So we were at a bit of an impasse. What we did is come up with an agreement to disagree. The task team would deliver the ugly baby report, and the newly hired exec would deliver the dissenting minority report. So, with so many eggs in one basket and lots of hope, the president went with the dissenting minority report. And since my firm knew all of the issues, he suggested to the newly hired exec that he retain our firm to help develop and launch the new business. Of course, you know the answer to that. He didn't retain us, and we were fired. So, what were our lessons learned and the task team? What we remembered is to have what we call in the project world a chartering discussion at the start to outline expected results and ground rules, especially about conflict and conflict resolution. The other lesson we learned was that we need to brief the higher-ups, the president in this case, on the decision process and the analysis. I think because the presenters were all pretty nervous and burnt out, I let them move to the results of our analysis much too quickly. So it was my fault. We should have spent time walking the president through the decision process itself. The last lesson learned was a big one for everybody, and that is that facts may not cure beliefs. In fact, after this, I did some research and discovered a study conducted at the University of Michigan in 2005 and 2006 about the persistence of political misperceptions and how misinformed people, even exposed to corrected fact, really change their mind. It's like almost like it was described in the article, in the study, like an underpowered antibiotic. Facts could actually make misinformation even stronger. And it's something called backfire, which is a natural defense mechanism. It's an interesting study, and if you look at our article, we have a link in there to this study, which was, as I said, done at the University of Michigan. So, in conclusion, we all dread having to tell the boss about that baby, but if you don't, someone or something will. And in this case, the market did. This surefire, money-saving, knock-your-socks-off business opportunity hardly lived up to its hype. In fact, it limped along for about a year, losing money and damaging the brand. And what happened to the newly hired exec? And what happened to us? Were we ever hired back? Do you think there's a juicy story about revenge and reckoning here? So to find out, please go to my LinkedIn profile. Again, I'm Paul Plotzik, Plotczyk. Read the article. You might be surprised at the ending. And the moral of the story? Well, I would appreciate it if you posted your thoughts on my profile in terms of your comments. Would you be willing to do that? Well, thank you for listening. Hope the ideas here have been somewhat helpful. Have they prompted you to consider a different way to approach a decision or how to present an ugly baby report? I hope so. And if you need to brainstorm a couple of solutions so you do not have to say the baby is ugly, please call me. I'm at 781-343-4005, or contact me through my LinkedIn profile, or email me at PPLOTCZYK, that's Plotzik, at growthstrategypartners.com. Again, call my direct line, 781-343-4005. And if you like this podcast, there's more on our website, growthstrategypartners.com. There's a great one there called Dirty Little Secrets of Strategic Planning, which I'm sure you'd like. And so go to the website, by the way, and click on Resources tab, and then you'll find podcasts. Again, thanks for listening. Paul Plotzik, Growth Strategy Partners.